Hey, welcome to Church Online. I'm so glad that you joined us today. And you know, if you're new here, I want to encourage you to text the number on the screen. Let us know that you're here. We'd love to connect with you. And man, I can't wait to see what God is going to do today through the message, how he's going to speak to you. So let's dive in.
Hey, what's up? My name is Chris Highfield, lead pastor here at Grace River Church. I want to say thank you so much for watching online at home. Today, we are celebrating the 10-year birthday of Grace River. And man, I could not tell you if we had just hours and hours and hours to sit down and talk about the amazing miracles God has performed over the last 10 years. It has been an absolute ride what God has done. And man, I just want to say, to anyone who has prayed for us, to anyone who has encouraged us or given funds to Grace River, volunteered your time, like whatever you've done to help make this possible, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I also want to thank you on behalf of the hundreds of people that have experienced life change as a result of your yes. And so, man, thank you so much for giving back to God. And we've been able to see God do amazing, amazing things as a result. And so take a look at this quick video that kind of tells our quick story. Check out this video.
10 years ago, it was just a dream, a calling, a vision scribbled on a piece of paper born in a living room. We had no idea what we were doing, only that we had to start a church for people who didn't love going to church, a place where the lost could be found, where the broken could be made whole, and where Jesus would be lifted high. From the very beginning, it was all about one thing, helping people meet, know, and follow Jesus. We started small, but God was moving. What began in a living room soon outgrew its walls. We packed up our chairs and our faith, and we stepped into an elementary school. Week after week, we set up, we tore down, we poured our hearts into a community that needed hope, and God was faithful. People came, lives were changed, and just when we thought we had reached capacity, God opened another door. Out of nowhere, a phone call. The O'Fallon YMCA asked if we would be interested in using their space. We didn't hesitate, we said yes, and once again, we stepped forward in faith. In that space, we grew. We moved to 2 services, and God did what only He can do. People were set free from addiction. Marriages were restored. Families were made whole. The hopeless found hope. The lost were found. And one by one, people stepped into the waters of baptism, making their faith public, declaring that Jesus is Lord. But God wasn't done. We felt the call to take a bold step, to establish a permanent home. We were challenged to launch a capital campaign, a step that would define our church's future. Some said it was crazy, others said it was impossible, but together we believed. 50 families made a commitment. Over $500,000 was given back to God. And with those gifts, those sacrifices, and God's incredible provision, we purchased and remodeled our first building. First real home. The church kept growing. We saw more people give their lives to Christ. We thrived through the pandemic, finding new ways to minister, to reach, to love. Through every challenge, we stayed the course, lifting up the name of Jesus. At year 9, we knew we were outgrowing our current space and parking lot. So, we launched another initiative. And once again, our church family responded in faith. 150 families committed $1.2 million back to God so we could expand the capacity of our building, making rooms for people to meet, know, and follow Jesus. We doubled the square footage of our kids' ministry, added 130 seats, and created 130 new parking spaces, ensuring that the doors of Grace River would always be open to those searching for hope. And now, here we are, 10 years later. Looking back, we see His faithfulness at every turn. Looking forward, we know this is just the beginning. The introduction and the last few chapters of this story have been written, but there is so much more to come. In fact, the best is yet to come. The church is not a building you drive to. It's a movement you choose to be a part of. A movement that is helping people meet, know, and follow Jesus. The best days of our faith are not behind us. They are ahead of us. Let's trust God for more and watch Him move in our lives and in the lives of others. 80% of St. Charles County doesn't know Him yet. Let's make His name known here and beyond. Because the same God who called us in a living room, the same God who opened doors that we never saw coming, the same God who changed lives, built families, restored hope, He is still moving. This is His church. This is His story. And the best is yet to come.
Man, that is unbelievable. Like, I look back at those videos and just look at the story and just think to myself, wow, God, thank you for all that you've done. And really, God has been doing one thing. He's been building His church. So this church, although it's called Grace River, and I had the privilege of being the founding pastor of the church, it's not about me. And it's not about the launch team, and it's not about the current leadership team or the current staff team. It's about God, and God drawing people to Himself. In fact, Jesus says this about His church in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. He says, "Now I say to you that you Peter, which means rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." See, it's Jesus building His church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. Man, Jesus said from the get-go, this church, it belongs to me. And so I just wonder, though, when you think about the church and you think about the calling that God has on your particular life, you know, 12 years ago, God called me to plant this church. 12 years ago, I essentially said yes to a call that God had. I surrendered and said, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll go wherever you want me to go. And I said yes. And I just wonder now, like, we share stories and we hear about what God did in the original formation of this church and what God has done to get us to this point. Really, it's a series of people that said yes to God. And I just wonder today, man, what will your yes lead to? That's what I want to challenge you with today is, what will your yes, when you say yes to God, what is it that you think, what's it going to lead to? But when you say, God, I'll go wherever you want me to go, I will do whatever you want me to do, what does that look like for you? And what could your yes lead to in somebody else's life? And I just want to say, man, God has done great things. Like, He really has. And you think about what He's done here at Grace River, from meeting in my living room with a handful of people, to moving to an elementary school, to moving to a YMCA, to having the facility that we have now. Like, it's unbelievable what God has done. And that's just in our physical locations, let alone the life change that has taken place, because it's not just about a building. In fact, we look at Ephesians chapter 3 often as a church, and we marvel at what God has done. Look at this in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. "Now all glory to God, who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." That's what God's done here. God has multiplied what we could do in our efforts. He's done infinitely more than we could ever ask or think. If we were to jump in a time machine and ask the the version of myself 12 years ago, the version of Chris then, like, what is it that God could do? I would say there is no way God could have done that. And it's amazing because he has. God is able to do infinitely more than we could ever ask or think or accomplish. Glory to him. That means we're making him look good. Glory to him in the church and Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. And I want to just remind you, I know we've talked a lot about buildings and what God has done from a facility standpoint, but the church is not a building that you drive to. It's a movement that you choose to be a part of, a movement that's helping people meet, know, and follow Jesus. That's what the church is about. So when I say God has done great things, what I mean by that is this, is that lives have been transformed. Like, people's lives have truly been made new as a result of what God has done here at Grace River. Marriages have been restored. It's awesome to see couples that were on the verge of divorce. They felt like their lives together were over. And it's been amazing to see God bring them back together. Addictions have been laid down. Man, people have had crippling, debilitating addictions that held them back from God's purpose for their life. And they were able to lay those down at the feet of Jesus as a result of the impact of this church. People have found their purpose. It's been amazing to see that people understand there's more to life than their 9-to-5. There's more to life. It's great to be a mom. It's great to be a dad. It's great to be a spouse, right? It's great to be a little league coach. Like, those are all great things, but it's amazing for me to see people finding their purpose and identity in who God has called them to actually be. And for them to be a part of a church where they realize that they're a part of something bigger than themselves. Man, we've seen radical generosity that has absolutely fueled this movement. I mean, the story of Grace River is a series of people saying yes, like committing and saying, man, I'm in for that. I can see what God is gonna do there. And it's amazing to see what happened as a result of that. But ultimately, when we trust God with what we have, he always multiplies it. That's the theme of Grace River. Like, when you think about what God has done, like, when you really step back, you go, man, God has taken what was in our hands and made something far greater with it. It really reminds me of the story in the New Testament of the little boy with a sack lunch. There's a bunch of people gathered, 5,000 people are gathered to hear Jesus teach, and nobody packed a lunch that day. The disciples got worried, how are we going to feed all these people? And one of the disciples brings up the fact that, man, there's this little boy with a sack lunch. And all he had was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And, you know, Jesus, Andrew comes to Jesus with this boy's little sack lunch. And Jesus takes it and he multiplies the lunch and they feed 5,000 people with it. Really, when I think about the story of Grace River, it's kind of like that. It's like loaves and fishes. God has taken something so small. God has taken a few people that said yes, and it's led to a whole lot of more people saying yes. And I just wonder today, man, what is it in your own life? Like, I think, man, yes, God has done great things in the past here at Grace River. The last 10 years, this is a milestone moment for our church, and we celebrate what God has done. It's amazing to think about. But I also think this, man, the best days, they're not behind us. They're actually ahead of us. Really, the best is essentially yet to come. And we say that a lot, but we really mean it. The best is yet to come. If you go on to read Ephesians 3:20, now all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we can ever ask or think. God still wants to do that. God still wants to accomplish infinitely more than what we could ever ask or think. When I think about what God has done in the last 10 years, how I marvel at it, how it's blown me away, how it's inspired me, how it's grown my own faith, I just wonder, what's going to happen in the next 10 years? Like, what will God do? What lives will he turn around? You know, what people will God transform that will absolutely astonish us at the hand of God at work in people's lives? So when we say the best is yet to come, I just say this, man, we're just getting started. Like, we're only at the beginning. Sure, the introduction of the story has been written. And we may be into chapter 1 or chapter 2, but as a church, I really do believe that we are in a new beginning. We are in a new chapter as a church. And I want you to know, no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, you matter to God and you matter to us. And you have a role to play at Grace River Church. Man, we're going to continue to focus on the mission. Like, for us, we are laser focused on the mission. And the mission for us is people that don't know Jesus yet. My hope, my desire is that we would reach individuals and families that don't love coming to church, that we would be scrappy about that mission, that we would be like relentless and laser focused to say, man, what matters to God most are the people that are far from him. And so that's also who should matter to him. That's also who, like, what should matter at his church, that we should care about those kinds of people that are the furthest away from God. After all, we're going to see Christians in heaven. So we've got a job to do. We got to roll up our sleeves together and be focused on the mission. 80% of our county goes to church nowhere. We are going to be laser focused in the next 10 years on the mission of Jesus. Also, we're going to be, it's going to require bold faith in our own lives. Like, if we're going to see God do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think, what it took in the last 10 years was bold, audacious faith. What it's going to take in the next 10 years is bold, audacious faith, that we would be the kinds of men and women that would take risks, that would step out in faith, that we would trust God more and more. But that's going to require boldness. And then we ultimately, one thing that is not going to change here at Grace River is we are going to stay rooted in Jesus. Like, the foundation of our lives and the foundation of our church and the hero of our lives is not us, is not a pastoral leadership team. Like, the shepherd of this church is Jesus. And so we are going to be rooted in him. The hero of the story is him, because this all belongs to him anyways. And so when I think about all of this, I just can't help but to think about what some of the next steps are here at Grace River. I want to give you a few of them for you to consider and think about today, okay? Really, the next step for all of us is that we would pray boldly for life change. That, man, we would just, man, we know that God is going to do this and that we would pray boldly about it. That we'd pray for our coworkers, our friends, our family members, that we would see a big move of God as a result of praying boldly, that we would give generously. Man, it's important for us as a church. What fuels this movement is generosity. And I know this, man, many of us are making more today than we ever have in our entire lives. And are we giving enough of that back to God? He gave us all that we have. Are we giving generously back to him? And what we've noticed about our generosity is this over the last 10 years. Yes, it fuels a movement. But here's the secret of generosity. It actually changes us. Like, it actually causes us, when we're generous, to become the kinds of people and to become the church that God has called us to be. And so in order for God to move in a big way, it's going to require generosity. You know, some of the biggest moments of faith in our church, in our church's history, has been whenever we do capital campaign initiatives and we see God do amazing works as a result of people surrendering and saying, God, you can have it all. Like, none of this belongs to me. It all belongs to you. So it's going to require generosity. It's going to require us serving faithfully. Like, maybe you're out of the serving game right now. I want to encourage you. If it's not Grace River, find another church where you can start to serve at. Like, you need a relationship and a responsibility in every church that you're ever in. Man, my hope for you is that you would find a place to serve, whether that's on the greeting team, hospitality team, parking lot, safety and security, maybe the worship team or kids ministry, like, that you would find your spot and that you would say, man, I'm gonna serve faithfully here in this place or whatever church you find. I think it's really important that you have a role like that. Also that you would invite. Man, you think about the people that God has influenced you in, the circles where you know people that don't know Jesus. Man, would you decide to invite them to church? We're super committed at Grace River to make sure that we don't have cringy worship environments, to make sure that the teachings are really well executed so that people can say yes to Jesus. And also so you don't have to be embarrassed when you invite a friend. I want to encourage you, in the next 10 years, you know what built this church the last 10 years? It wasn't mailers and Google like ads or Facebook and Instagram marketing. You know what built the church? It was you inviting people. It was you inviting a coworker, a friend, a neighbor, a family member. And that's what turned the tide with this church, is people saying, yes, I'll invite my friend. People saying, yes, I'm going to actually expect God to move in my friend's life. Like, that's the next step, that we would all just be expecting God to do something, that we would look forward to every single Sunday, that we look forward to every single small group, that we would all find somebody that we could disciple and mentor, that we would all make this decision to say, man, I'm in. So my question to you, again, I'll end with the same question that I started with, and that's this. What will your yes lead to? Like, when you think about the next 10 years of your life, and you think about the important yes decisions that you may make, some of you listening today, you need to make the decision to say yes to making Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life. Like, you can do that today. I'm going to pray in just a second. You can say yes to him. But also, it may just be saying yes to joining a small group, or yes to joining a serve team, or even yes to coming in person next weekend at Grace River as we continue a series called Red Flags. Like, I don't know what it is that you need to say yes to, but I think about this question that we opened up with. What will your yes lead to? 12 years ago, God called me to plant a church, and I said yes. And it's been amazing to see what God does. I'm not the hero of the story. I've screwed up so many times. I've done so many dumb things. I've said so many dumb things. And I just think, God, if you could use a broken mess like me, I know you can use anybody. So my heart for you and my hope for you is that you would say yes to him, that you would surrender your heart and say, God, I'm all yours. You can have it all. And I just wonder what God could do in your life in the next 10 years, what God could do in your life even in the next 10 hours or 10 days or 10 weeks. Man, my hope is that you say yes to him. Will you just maybe bow your heads and close your eyes for a moment? For the Christian today, you saying yes to him is just a surrender moment where you say, God, you can have it all. You think about your next steps. Maybe it's inviting somebody. Maybe it's being generous financially. Maybe it's being serving faithfully in a ministry in the church, like expecting God to move in a big way. Like, that's maybe your yes. But for the person that's listening today and you're not a Christian yet, you could say yes to Jesus. Yes to making him the Lord and the Savior of your life. Yes to saying to him, God, I'm a mess and I need you. And you can pray a prayer right now and say yes to him. That prayer looks like this. God, I'm sorry for what I've done with my life. God, I admit today that I need you, and I want to repent and turn my life around and give my life to you. God, I believe that you sent your only son, Jesus, in my mess for my mess. And God, I also believe that your son died for me so I could be made whole, so I could be forgiven, so that I could have purpose and be set free from my sins. And God, today I confess with my heart and with my life, you and only you to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for changing me. Thank you for making me new. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Man, if you just prayed that prayer and just said yes to Jesus, you can just text the word yes to this phone number, 636-336-2475. That's the word yes to 636-336-2475. We would love to celebrate with you. You can even comment below that I just said yes, and we'll follow up with you. I want to say thank you so much for watching Grace River online at home. My hope is to see you soon in person, 8:30, 9:45, or 11 o'clock. God bless.
I hope that you enjoyed today's message. I pray that you were able to take a next step in your spiritual journey of what it means to meet, know, and follow Jesus. I want to say thank you again for joining us, and I want to invite you back here next Sunday. If you call Grace River Church your home, I want to encourage you to give as well. Giving is an amazing next step that we can all take. And you can do that by going to graceriver.cc/give. Again, I hope that you enjoyed today. We'll see you back here next Sunday.